I wanted like something crazy, like crazy creative, I'd probably pick like Rico Nasty and
like Rico
Pierre Wack.
Oh wow, oh that's nasty. Oh
yeah, that would be fucking strong.
Hello, children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. But let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, a.k.a. Kevlar, a.k.a. the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And lastly... I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through spectrums of neon is the Cloudborn Hero, a.k.a. But most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
Yeah, it's your boy E, spelled like the letter, pronounced like the letter, and I'm proud to welcome you to another edition of the Neon Black Podcast. This episode, we give our ideas on some dope dream collaborations between just a few of our favorite musicians. And before you say J. Cole and Kendrick or Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper, nah. We thought of some different ones, okay? So stay tuned and check that out. Alfred, flip that neon on.
Like, 1 second, he acting like the Noma Yuki we all know and tolerate. And then the next, he's like 3 inches taller and his hair is sharper. That nigga got bass in his voice, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, whoa, Yugi, what's going on? What is this?
So anyways, we're just gonna slide on past that one, you know, and just do what we do anyways.
All right, next time. Till next time.
That'll be the topic for next
episode. All right. Notice how Yugi just changes.
That nigga. All right. Anybody want to go first, or it doesn't matter?
Shit. How many recommendations do we have to put out?
I have one specific one that really clicked to me this probably over the course of, like, the past week, but it really clicked into place this morning for why I wanted it. But I really only have one solid one. I could think of other ones off the top of my head, but. I see, because Kev, if you got more than one, then you can go first and maybe finish it too.
I think I only have one, and I want to hear yours now that I heard the preface of your story.
Okay, all right. So over the, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, give or take, I was listening to the Black Panther album again. I was like listening to it on my way to work and everything, and I was thinking about like what Kendrick was doing with how he really took it to Africa for real, like the drums he was using, the beats he was using, some like the ad libs and all that other shit. I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about low key what Gambino did with like Redbone. So if I could get an album where you just lock the two of them together in a room and you just play like fucking just let them figure that shit out, like let them like almost like a funk album. That leans more towards hip hop than Awaken My Love did. I feel like you get something real weird out of that, because I think the music I like the most is when it's in a very specific genre, but it uses instruments or things from other genres. So like to get like a hip hop album that takes drums or beats or percussion or any kind of instrument from anywhere else like that, but somewhere specific is really what I want. I want them to either go back to Africa and do it again, but with, like they did Black Panther, or find something else, like go to Louisiana and like just figure that shit like or maybe like a hip hop cross jazz album. They might be able to pull something weird out of that. I might have one of you guys who was telling me that like Kendrick might be doing, trying to do a rock album. And we know how Gambino used to do that shit too. So like, if they can just pick another genre to just infuse that into a hip hop album, I feel like that's all I want. That's all I need in my life before I die. I'll be happy, man. But yeah. So like that's like the genesis of what I had going on in my head and where like I really wanted it to follow through with.
That would be very interesting. I mean, that's literally East Coast and West Coast, like,
right.
type shit. Well, like, I know the vibes would be hard as fuck. I don't know, that'd be interesting. I don't think it will ever happen. Not an album. They might do a song together.
Yeah.
But and that, like,
yeah.
That would be crazy. That'd be insane.
Like that's specifically why I said album, not like a dream collab song. Because like the thing about the album is that not only just the amount of work you have to put into an album, but the cohesion necessary for like the songs to actually be similar. But then to like try and see what they would do
right.
from the first song to the last song, and how like, or maybe like the first song and the middle song and the last, maybe the first and last song are the same or similar, but there's one in the middle that's completely wild but still fits in that general vibe. That oh man, that has to be my favorite album of all time, like for sure. Oh man, bruh.
I'm here for it. Like I'm here for it. That universe ever existed, I'll go. I'll go see what it's like. You know what I'm saying? That shit hard. Yeah. I feel like I don't know, like it'd just be too woke for this world. Like people wouldn't get it. Like people already feel like Kendrick Lamar has the craziest setups, like how he set up the song, and then put Gambino's and Trent's Way of Thinking on top of like the deep messages. Yeah, people are going to be like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to go over a lot of people's heads, bro. It's going to be for the people for real, specifically, bro.
Yeah, that's all. I don't know, man. Bro, I got chills thinking about it, bro.
I honestly thought that we were going to get some songs from the both of them, because I know back in the day, I read that like Gambino had brought Kendrick on tour as like his opener, I think in like 2011, and I can't remember what song Gambino made the beat for, but it's a famous Kendrick song, but he gave him the beat for that. But I guess while they're on tour, like maybe they're just songs that they might have made that are just they never released or something like that because they didn't think it's good enough. But it would be very interesting to see the album now, how they've like kind of progressed creatively in both like spiritually as well, because they're like very like Christian, very spiritual guys right now as too. So you get some really like funky, like neo soul type shit. It'd be weird, but it'd be great. It'd be great.
Man, what'd I do for that album, bro? Oh man, because like I feel like that's the other thing that like really like made me. The thing that really made me want it was like I feel like the both of them, they're both the type to be like, they'd be like tinkering with like a song if they're in the booth together, and then like they'd like look at each other and be like, yeah, this is almost it, and then they'd be gone for like the next 48 hours while they just try and massage each and every little bit of the no, that beat wasn't right, that wasn't right, no, up the tempo just a little bit, raise that decibel just a smidge, and I feel like they'd just be in there for 48 hours working on one song, and like, but I feel like it's more about who they are, and like the songs that'll come out of there, oh man, that's all I need.
Something else, bro.
Yeah.
National treasure.
National treasure. Yeah, that should be raw. Well, I guess I'll go next. I would like to see personally Andre 3000 and Chance collab album. Because I feel like those two niggas are, I don't know, they're really fun, and I feel like that would be a very fun album just in general. Like, I don't know, the way that Andre, first off, the way that Andre just speaks in his songs, like it sounds like he's talking to you, but it's rhythmic. I don't know how he does it. Like, I don't think anyone can flow like Andre, and I feel like as much as I love Outkast, it was like Big Boy had some bars, but Andre, man, that nigga was the musical technician of that group, bro. Like, I know he put a lot of structure into how their songs went, and then Big Boy would come in and finish the rap out. And I'm not hating on Big Boy, that nigga raw, but I don't know. And then just how Chance is with like his freedom, because like I feel like he's the only nigga, or at least the first nigga, that really made it like a household name like on his own. Just like the freedom and how he works, I know that's gonna be a very, very fun album. Like I would just be going crazy. There'll be dance songs in that bitch, bro. Cause like, we already know that nigga likes to dance. Like you heard his wedding album, that shit. That nigga was dancing all through that bitch. So I know that would be fun. I want one of those, like, cause I know when the Big Day came out, me and Remy were talking about like how there are not many albums that are just, you know, just
fun,
pure hearted, just fun, having a good time, you know, not really trying to mix words with anybody, just, you know, just living a good life. And I feel like that would be an amazing album if they did that.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about. When you said Andre 3000, I was like, all right, where are you going to go with this? And when you said Chance, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's it. That's like, because I remember when we were talking about that, like, so many albums, you know, they might be happy-go-lucky, but at some point they got to go, and then the dark times came, and it was sad and shallow. And then we're happy again, but, like, you rarely get, like, one that's just full-on, like, hey, we're just going to be happy from start to finish. And I feel like, yeah, Chance and Andre 3000, that's one where they should be happy the entire time. They're both out chilling, living their lives, and, like, you get either a shit ton of songs of just dancing happiness.
Yeah, like, I'll either take that, like, Chance or Andre, or Andre and Pharrell. Like, because, like, those are two legends. I didn't want to put two like, legendary niggas like that together. That would just be too much. So I gave Chance a little song, you know, on his way. But I would also like to see Pharrell and Andre, too. But
that'd be nasty, too.
Yeah, it'd be litty.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're like swimwear.
Oh, Lord. Amanda, you got one?
Yeah. Yeah, Keep Your Heart, 3 Stacks. Chance, 3. Yeah, that's not... But for mine, I would say, what did I get? I just thought about it. So there's an artist. He's an Atlanta artist. His name is, his name is Black. A lot of people like to call him Six.
Oh,
Black.
My God.
Oh, my boy, Six Lack. Oh, yeah.
don't do that. Atlanta people can't say that, bro. They do that quick. We got him. We got the beautiful, the indomitable Franklin Ocean, otherwise known as Frank Ocean.
Wow. Oh. He's trying to get deep on some niggas. He's trying to touch people's toes.
You understand? Like, I listen to some of these songs, bro. I'm just like, wait a minute. Now you put this with a little bit of this, and you put a little of this in there. Come on, you're gonna have something that really touch the hearts, bro. Touch the hearts and minds.
Yeah.
You're like, that's
I feel like any collab album with Frank Ocean is the one that's the rarest.
Facts.
Because that nigga.
Sure, you got a process.
Have you ever noticed?
Some people just like, whoa.
Right. Like, have you ever noticed that, like, this nigga never dropped a video for any of his Blonde album?
Oh, that's true.
Like, yeah. That shit wild. Like, he's the only, like, I feel like I don't know anybody who's ever done that that's in the game. Like, there's always at least one song, like, to promote it. That nigga didn't do shit.
What was the single for Blonde? Do you remember what the single was for Blonde?
I don't even think.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You just dropped that shit because everybody was just like, where's he at? I'm here.
Yeah. Because usually the singles, like, if there's going to be one that's for music, it's usually the single that gets the music video. But I was trying to think. I don't remember what the single was. Huh. Yeah, he different. Yeah. Yeah, he's different. He's a different breed.
So different.
Yo, so Black, yeah, Frank Ocean.
You got that one for the rarest out collab.
Yeah, I feel like that sound would be very like, it's the type of thing that you listen to. There's definitely feels involved. There's definitely a lot of emotion involved in something like that, a lot of introspection. But you take something like Nights or Self Care or Pyramids, even if you want to go a little more high tempo, you bring that together with something that Black would make me like. I mean, Problems is more, a little more mainstream, but even like smaller hits like Unfair, If you've heard the collab song that Black and J. Cole did, J. Cole was a feature on Pretty Little Fears.
Yeah.
I mean, but Black and J. Cole, like that's a kind of collab that just makes sense. Like when you see that J. Cole's featured on a Black song, you're like, yeah, obviously. Like, come on. How did I not think of that before? And then you hear it, and you're like, yep, there it go. There it go. Ooh, there it go. Hold on. And, you know, it just hit right. So you put a little of that, a little Franklin Ocean. Come on, that's a Black Ocean.
Whoa, that's the name of the album.
Oh, it was right there.
Didn't hear that, bro.
Now we gotta get the hashtag going, Black Ocean. Oh no.
that's the whole hashtag. You heard it here on the Neon Black. Black Ocean.
Yeah, we gotta make that shit happen, bro.
Definitely my pick. Or among my picks, obviously, other than the more obvious ones.
Yeah.
All right, Kev.
I think that's so far. I want to hear Kevin's, but so far that's fine.
I gotta follow that. Good. But anyways, mine's is, I think it's actually an album already in the works. But if you've ever heard, I guess it's a mixtape, the mixtape Telephone by No Name, and there's a song on there called Shadow Man, and it has Smino, it has Saba, and it has her on it. That song fills my soul every fucking time I listen to that record. And I think their chemistry on the track together as like a trio would be something very beautiful, because like they all have like their own kind of styles of when it comes to hip-hop. Like Smino is like the smoothest dude on the track. Fucking No Name, she just be speaking truth and shit like that. And Saba, I think, is like, he also speaks truth, but like also his rhyme schemes and how he like builds upon them is just like, it would be crazy. I think it would be probably like one of the best, like, I think they honestly, if they like really, really like gave this some time, like with their talents, they could make like a classic collaboration album. But that's like my pick. I think they're all very, very talented people.
Three-way collab. I mean, but not like, I really do agree with that, because I mean, I don't think they worked on another song with Saba, but I'm pretty sure No Name and Smino worked on another song. It was on Smino's album, I forgot, and it was with somebody else, but so I already know their chemistry is tight, like, and because No Name doesn't just work with, because you know No Name, she likes like woke people, like, so she doesn't just work with anybody that's not saying shit. So you definitely hit the nail on the head when you talked about the smoothness of Smino, and then like the words and how No Name defines herself. Saba, I don't really listen too much of Saba, but I do know he does have a good rhythmic flow, so it would be interesting to see how that goes in, because even though I love No Name, and even though I like how she raps, she doesn't really rap rhythmically. Like, she does, but it's like more like a poetry reading type of rap.
Yeah, no, I completely get what you mean. Yeah, she does do that a lot in a lot of her songs, actually.
Yeah,
but I think with like her different style when it comes to rapping, Saba's, like, if you heard Saba's verse off of, I think, Revenge of the Dreamers 3, like on Sacrifices, the very last song. That shit was hard. That whole song was just hard as fuck.
But anyway. Okay, you got a three-way. Damn, that's going to be hard. That's the thing, though, about getting three artists. I know that, like, that works specifically for them because I know that they're good friends, so probably would work out, but if you get any three artists or something, that's gonna be hard. But so I feel like if I'm gonna scale it in terms of my favorite, it would be E-Man's. In terms of hardest, I think it would be yours, because I mean no. It might be
I think it's hard. Definitely E's, man. I gotta give it to E. That was like brilliant because like Black is like an artist that releases like, I guess, like every maybe 4 years or something like that. So I tend to forget about him with like, you know, the clones and like other people releasing his music. But his music, all his albums are great. Great. I think he either released 3 or 2 albums, but the ones that I've heard are phenomenal. Same with Frank. I couldn't even imagine. I kind of want to see what their chemistry would be like on together.
But no, what I'm saying hardest, I meant like in terms of pulling off, like not like hard as in that shit hard, but and I think the most logical one would probably be Remy's, just because I feel like what you said was true. Like they did have Kevin when you were saying about how like they worked on a song together, and they probably had a couple other ones that, you know, never got released. So I feel like that one is probably the most plausible, and then mine is just mine. You know, that'd be fun. But that's how I upgrade it. So the one I would want mostly is E-Man.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But like, I feel like yours, Mikey, might be the easiest to pull off. Because I don't know what Chance is doing next. Andre's just chilling. I could see a world where Chance is like, hey, yo, Andre, what's up? And he's like, you know what? You've been doing things in the name of hip-hop. I got you. And then they just do their thing. Like, it'd probably get done over like the course of like, I don't even know how long. But like, I feel like they probably wouldn't just, you know, lock down for a weekend to pull it off. Like, I feel like it would take a bit, but like, I think it'd be possible.
Yeah, it'd be quick. It was a quick little thing. Yeah. I feel you. I agree with that.
I was trying to think of another one that would be way more. The only song that comes to my mind is Young Jesus by Logic with what's his name? Damn it, Big Lump with Limbo, where like in their verses they just go back and forth, like they pick up where the other one left off. And I was trying to think of two artists who could do it like that, but I don't know any artists that have chemistry like that haven't already necessarily worked together.
Oh yeah. Because like I was like, bruh,
yeah,
everybody that I feel like that does that has already done that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of those things where it's like, bro, we need to do this
because, like, there's even like a bit of it in Revenge of the Dreamers, what song is that? Is it Lambo Truck? There's a song in Revenge of the Dreamer where they do that too, and it's like, yeah, like, I feel like. It'd already be people who are in the same circle already. I was trying to think of two people who wouldn't necessarily be in the same circle, but I think could pull it off and pull it off well, but can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
You know, I was thinking, would it be interesting to see a SZA and Ariana Grande album? I'm just thinking, like, girls at this point, like, all right, we got the dudes. What kind of female albums will we get?
Yeah, I was trying to think of that myself, because I figured most of us would like naturally just kind of like pick, you know, gravitate towards the female artists. So I was trying to think of two female artists that would make a dope album.
I was thinking about and Ariana. What do you guys think about that? Like, Sis just dropped something, by the way. If you guys haven't listened to that shit, you can go listen to that. Hands down, my favorite female artist. I don't care what anybody says.
Sis, perspective.
She released an album soon? Did she say like a date, or is it just like a single?
Bro, you know that girl don't like doing nothing, bro. Like, she didn't even want to be famous. Like, nah, word. Like, basically, how she got discovered was she was helping her friend with some music, and she gave her a little word, like a little sample of her voice, and somebody she was like studying with her friend in the library at her friend's college or whatever, and. Just so happened, somebody that was in the business heard her, you know, singing to her friend. They're like, hey, hold on. Come to the studio right quick. You know what I'm saying? She went to the studio, and then Top Dog happened to be there. He heard her and was like, all right, we're going to train you, get your voice right, and then we'll, you know, just do some albums and stuff like that. She was like, I don't know if I really want this, but I, because, you know, she was like 25, 26, not doing nothing. So she was like, fine, fuck it. And so she did that shit. But now she's famous, and, you know, she has anxiety, and she doesn't really like doing anything. Like, so she just released, like, just released a song and a music video. So I think it's coming, like, but she did not say anything about when. Okay. Yeah.
This is an Ariana would be weird or interesting anyway.
It would be interesting. That's why I said it, because it's like those two. First off, Ariana's voice is just ridiculous. And then SZA's voice is interesting. She has an interesting way of singing to me. Like, it's not like bombastic, but it's so like the way she sings and the way she puts her words together, it's so intricate to me that it just sounds really beautiful. And I feel like Ariana's level of singing, like in terms of just like range, and then the way she like harmonizes and stuff with people, I don't know, it just sounds like it would be very cool to see. I need them to work on a song together before I can really say anything definitive. But
the other two that are floating in my head right now are Ariana and Adele, and then
I wonder what she doing. She got mad skinny.
Yeah, that's a good. They both got a lot of vocal talent. Sure, bro. I was got a lot of vocal for Adele.
Exactly. That's kind of where my head was at. And then the other one I'm trying to figure out is Rihanna and somebody else who's, but specifically for singing, SZA could work. But like, I'm trying to think. What's that Rihanna song called?
That would be fire, actually. Not gonna lie.
What, Rihanna and SZA?
Rihanna.
Yeah.
That would be cool. They'll bring a lot of Rihanna's islands.
Rihanna's retired, bro. Don't do that to her.
Wait, why?
Wait. My best life.
What?
Is she retired for real?
Nah. I don't know. She doesn't look like she has any interest in releasing music.
Yeah, nah.
Niggas want music from her.
Because, like, Rihanna got her head on straight. She knows what she's doing. It's like, the music thing's always going to be there for her. At this point, she's like, I'm always going to be able to do music. Let me do something else so I can make this money. Like, she cool with it. And she's going to make music. She's going to make music when she makes the music. It's cool.
She's been talking with Drake on that one, bro.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, because what's that Rihanna song?
Love
on the Brain. That Rihanna, like, I'm trying to get, like, an album that's more like that, but with her and somebody else. I don't know who to put her with. Yeah, Ariana can
bro, have you heard that song, Desperado?
What song?
Have you heard that song, Desperado by Rihanna? Like, Desperado.
Yes, I can't.
I can't remember how it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like that type of song with SZA would be so hard. I don't know. But anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
I do think if I was to pick only female artists, my two choices would be probably like Georgia Smith and Kali Uchis. That would be fire.
They did tour together.
Yeah. And I think they might have had a song.
Yeah,
together.
They did.
That's like my
song on each of their albums together.
Yeah, that's just for like vocals. But if I wanted like something crazy, like crazy creative, I'd probably pick like Rico Nasty and
you like Rico?
Tierra Whack.
Oh wow! Oh, that's nasty. Oh
yeah, that would be fucking strange. I have no idea what they would come up with.
That would be a wild experience.
They're both very like, even though like, both of them are kind of like hip hop ish, I think they are like alternative hip hop almost.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look, I will say this though. I'm not the biggest fan of Rico. I don't dislike her. She's cool in my book. I'm just not a fan of her music style.
Yeah,
but her are cool. I love her on features. Like, that's when I listen to her mostly. Like, I don't go out of my way to listen to her song.
Same.
But I feel like she's a cool girl, like, just in general. But musically. Mm. But her combined with Tierra Whack, I love the fuck out of Tierra Whack.
That'd be weird.
Ah, and I just know how both of them, like, the way they think, both of them, that would be very cool.
Yeah.
See, but the weird part about that one is that, like, I don't know what that album looks like. I know I can figure out what that song looks like, but that album? Yo. Yo, that's a left turn, Kevin. You got me on that one.
That's why I wanted. That's why it's my crazy pick, because I was like, you know what? Honestly, I don't know how that would sound. I think it would range from like weird, like alternative hip hop, and like kind of going into like maybe like alternative rock and hip hop and stuff like that, because they're both very like creative. I think like Tierra is very musically creative. Rico is kind of too, but she has like this punk flair to them. They both have like this anti-establishment energy, so it'd be kind of interesting to see where they take that.
Very cool. Yeah, I think that's my favorite for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn good picks all around, bro. I don't know if y'all knew the song OTW On the Way, the collab between Khalid Black and like Ty Dolla Sign. It seemed like people like
heard that
when
one.
They heard. You haven't heard it?
No.
Oh, bro, give that a listen, bro. But like, hey, okay, that's actually good for this, bro. Would you think that a collaboration between Khalid Black and Ty Dolla Sign would be like what would you expect from a song like that?
More of that song.
But yeah, but
very, very harmonized, like a lot of harmonies, very beautiful, but hard at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like damn, because I know Khalid and Ty Dolla Sign, they can sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they got that shit covered. Mm-hmm. And then you said, who else was on there?
Black,
and then you got Black with the words and the message. Ty Dolla Sign got messages too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think that would be, I've never heard of TRP.
All right, I just put it in the chat, but
yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't heard it. But yeah, I knew that leading up to the release of that song, people was like, okay, like, what's that even gonna sound like, bro? It's just gonna be one of them collabs just for the sake of collaboration. But I think, at least the impression I got was people were surprised at how well the three of them, like, meshed together, right? And so, like, I feel like it goes to show what a collab can bring out in each individual contributor and how things that might not... I didn't hear about it before. I just saw the song. And I was like, oh, let's see what's popping. Or maybe I didn't even see the song. Maybe it just came on when I was someplace. I heard it. I was like, oh, shit, hold on. Because the vocals observation, I think, is pretty... Like, they definitely, all three of them got, like, smooth vocals, bro. Like, I don't want to, not jazz, like, it's not a jazzy track at all, but it's like, I feel like if you're in a spot with live music and live performers, that's the kind of thing, like, that you would chilling, you got a drink on the table, you're around good company, you turn, because you're listening to the music and you're hearing the performance, you're like, oh, you know, like, the conversation pauses for a second just to appreciate what's going on. So I feel like that's the kind of sensation I got from the song. It's very just like, like, it's a thing you would hear on a night out in a nice little establishment.
Damn. All right. You really set that one up. All right, let me.
Yeah, you can try to give it a quick listen if you want.
All right, I'll be back, guys. All
right. But yeah, I brought that up to Kevin's thing about the three-way collab on an album made me think of that. So it made me think of, like, a time where it seemed like expectations were surpassed in a positive way. So I was like, if we can get, like, doing that on an album is obviously very different amount of effort, hugely different. But, like, to me, those are the best collabs, when you're able to, like, put things together in that way. People are initially like, Same thing in any genre, really, but it's like in music, it's like very Music and I guess film and TV, whatever. But if in music specifically, like that joint is nice because you know people get really into their musical genres, and so if you can like cross pollinate genres, then that's a beautiful thing. That's how a lot of today's genres got made up, after all.
Never forget that Linkin Park, Jay-Z, bro, crisp.
Oh wow. Okay, look, I listen to a lot of music, so I kind of forget what songs are called. So nowadays, I just like know it by sounds. I know that song. That song fire as fuck. That Linkin Park and Jay-Z, that shit. Rest in peace, Chester. Shit was fire. That thing came out of nowhere.
Hey, a lot of people don't know, but I was actually the one who came up, you know what I'm saying, with that Linkin Park Jay-Z collab. I gave him the idea, you know, just a little something, something for the people. Okay, dang. All right, damn, my fault. Anyway, those were a few of the ideas for collabs that we had, but to be honest, I'm trying to hear from y'all, because I'm sure there's something that we ain't thought of yet. So go ahead, hit us on the tweet at the Neon Black Pod with some wild ones. And if you enjoyed our little chat, go ahead and follow us on Spotify. Give us a dope rating on the platform of your choice. And now, as that neon fades across the black ocean, I urge you, please, pick up your crayons and say the words with me. Violets ain't red, his name ain't Six Lack, but the most important color in the box sure is black. Till next time.